Good morning, good morning. It's Brenda Esch and Shoshana back with another episode of The Unshakable Road to Love, Zen Wisdom for Your Everyday Life. And this is a big day. That's actually a nice way to start every day. This is a big day, and it is. Every day is a big day and an important day. Wow, can you imagine if we felt that about every single day? Instead of some days just dragging ourselves up and saying, oh, another day. I got to get through this one. But instead, no, this is a big day. This is a beautiful day. This is an important day. I'm alive. I'm here. I can experience whatever the day wants to bring to me. And wow, that is Zen wisdom right there. Nothing more to say. That's it. To be awake and present and aware for the day and appreciate it so much. You know, usually we feel it's got to be a big day or a big event or something important is happening. And then we open up our eyes and our ears and we become more excited or appreciative or curious. And that happens around holidays, which, of course, are coming up this week for many, many of us. And so of course, we say, oh, this is an exciting time, a lot of preparations, a lot of arrangements. But even when it's just a very simple, so-called routine day, that's a big day, too. That's an important day, too. But, you know, when we have these holidays come, they kind of focus us a bit on the meaningfulness of our lives and also on each holiday is dedicated to something a little different usually. So we are focused on what that holiday is dedicated to. And of course, many of us do a lot of preparations before the holiday. So it's not just that day or week or month. But right now, we are really looking at, in our holidays, both Passover, Easter, and also Ramadan, where we're looking at connecting to the divine and to freedom, rebirth, being born again, arising, coming back to life from a place that looks very limited, very painful. From feeling like we're dead, like life is over. But both holidays tell us life is not ever over. Never. Nothing can hold the spirit down. Nothing. Nothing can hold the day down and make it an ordinary, limited, meaningless day. Nothing. Passover so dedicated to the seas, the Red Seas opening, and us walking through in what seemed like a miraculous way, conflict, terror, difficulty, oppression, boom. By listening to the words, to the sounds, to the messages of that which comes from spirit. And also, Easter looks like we're dealing with a tomb, but out of the tomb, rebirth, new life. Out of the same idea, out of a time of pain and anguish, we arise. This is the story of all of us and what it means to be truly human, and it is so much also the story of Zen. It's all the same journey to life. To aliveness, to contact, to connection with that within ourselves and within others that is most meaningful, most beautiful. And just within the day, within a simple day, so many pearls and jewels waiting for us. And when we say this is an unshakable road, what I mean is that these principles they cannot be shaken. That's the way it is. No matter how it might look, no matter how difficult, it might look, no matter what the world of appearances is showing us. We know that there, beyond that, that's just temporary, phenomenal world. Appearances coming, going. We don't base our life on that. Even in Zen, we sit down in the midst of the world of appearances. We're not basing ourselves upon these fleeting memories, thoughts, ideas, appearances. We are just sitting and not moving and going into our original nature, into the depth of who we are. We are with the breath, and wherever that comes from, and wherever that goes to. And we taste each moment just as it is. And when we do so, the ideas, thoughts, memories, confusion can't really touch us. They arise, but they don't touch us because we're not basing our lives upon that or our day upon that. That is shakable. If we do, it's shakable. One thought comes, another thought comes. Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe he meant this, maybe he meant that. And then all the fantasies and fears arise, and that is shakable, shakable life. Distraught life. We can bypass all that. And by when I say bypass, I don't mean we suppress it. We're aware of it, but we don't stand there. We're not rooted in this world of fleeting appearances. That was true when the Red Sea opened and everybody was terrified to go. It looked very frightening. All the plagues then as well. All the distortions. All the struggle. And it looked like a very dire situation. However, for those who did not base their lives upon that, who stood upon something else, they were able to step into the unknown and pass through easily. Same thing when we look at Easter. A lot of confusion, a lot of pain, a lot of sorrow, and what looked like the end, death. And yet, what we focus on is what happens then. Empty tomb. No. Death cannot hold us. Distress, pain, anguish will not win. Cannot. We arise, arise, arise. So that's what this week is dedicated to. And actually, that is what Zen practice is dedicated to. Some people say when you sit, it's like you're entering your tomb because you don't move, you sit still, you don't talk. You stay with the breathing or with whatever you're working with, the koan or whatever your practice is, but you're focused somewhere else. And as we enter the larger truth of life, in whatever form we enter it, then we're not standing upon a world that is shakable, which is the world of false beliefs, ideas, thoughts, memories, false needs, false personality, ego, ego, ego. So many relationships based upon ego. Give me, give me, give me. If you don't love me, I'm so sad, I'm going to kill myself. That's manipulation of the worst kind. And those who are doing that, they're also just caught up in such delusion. In Zen, we call it the world of delusion, the world of illusion. Ignorance. And that same process is true for every practice. Finding a way through the world of illusion to the truth, to the authentic relationship, to authentic relating, to authentic love, the unshakable road to love, not being caught in counterfeit so-called love, which is not love. but is a form of cruelty, really. Often possession, dependence, trying to constrict the other person or hurt the other person. It's very important to be aware of this, because as we become aware of it, it has much less hold in our lives, and then we're less subject to it. We can see clearly when someone is doing it, we don't confuse it, and we can see clearly when we're doing it, and we stop. So it's a practice to get to that point, and no matter how many years we practice, of course we get caught. That's fine. Nothing wrong with getting caught, just see it. The sooner you see it, the more clearly you see it, the more quickly you're not caught anymore. You rise from that tomb. You walk through that Red Sea. Those are wonderful images of liberation, enlightenment, clarity. Same in the Zen practice, which is simply dedicated to that clarity, to that illumination, dedicated to it. So the very practice itself of Zazen, of sitting, fitting, just being aware, not doing anything, not responding in our usual knee-jerk way, just sitting and being with all that comes to us, but not taking the bait. Don't take the bait. See it, let it come, let it go. The more you see, the freer you will become. The more you stay in darkness, the more pain. One of the last plagues in the Passover story is the plague of darkness. Isn't that something? And of course, that means ignorance, but it was so dark, dark, which is how it is when we're caught in our delusions, in our confusions, in our greed. So dark. And also, many, many people did not pass through the Red Sea during the plague of darkness. They did not go. They were afraid to step into the unknown. Better stay where it was, with where they were in bondage, unhappy, hard labor. At least they knew where they were and they could function. They didn't know what would happen when they walked into the Red Sea, into the unknown. And that is such a wonderful image for us, our lives. It often feels much safer, more secure to stay in old patterns, even though they're very painful, even though they hurt us. Even though we're being offered a chance to walk away, the old patterns come up and they claim us and we return to them because they're familiar, safe. They seem safe. Well, whatever's familiar seems safe, but it's not safe because it's constricting us and causing us great pain and causing others great pain. So the real story here is to be able to take a new step. Arise, walk into the unknown, step out of your tomb. And yes, very unknown when we do that. Who am I? Who are you? What is this world? We may feel it a loss, but something else will guide us and show us. Takes practice to be ready to do that often, sometimes not, but often it does. And in our Zen practice, we take many steps into the unknown, little by little, year by year, month by month, as we're sitting still on our cushion and we don't move. Many things will arise, and often they're very unknown. And do we block it out, or do we allow that to come up and speak to us? Or to inform our life. So let's all take steps into the unknown, little by little, day by day. Let the day be unknown. Let it be wonderful. We don't know. And be willing to be there with that which is not familiar. little by little. We build up the ability to do so. And it's a wonderful, important ability because the unknown takes us to the unshakable road to love. So thank you for listening and have a beautiful holiday season, whatever it may be, or if it isn't, it isn't. But whatever it is, every day is a holiday, which kind of means you could say holy day, or you could say precious day, or you could say a day to connect with that which is most central, nourishing, and loving in you and in life. Have a wonderful day. The URL for this podcast is www.zenwisdomtoday.com. And my email is topspeaker@yahoo.com. Thank you. Bye.